Hey guys, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Grace's Space. And if you're listening to this right now, you're probably like, what the heck, Grace? It's not Thursday. Like, what are you doing? But that being said, I have a story from today, and it was something that really kind of resonated with me. And I, as cliche as it sounds, I just felt called to share it. And I felt like creating something tonight, so here we are. I'm recording an episode, and I'm excited about this one. So I don't really want to do an episode with questions. I don't really want to do one with weekly favorites. This is just purely what happened today and purely my thoughts around it. Because I don't really have advice for questions. Like, this is just kind of something that happened, if that makes sense. So I am just gonna get right into it. Today kind of sucked, like, not kidding. I, for a few days, have kind of been in a little bit of a rut. I think because, like, the holiday really, it didn't look really much like what I thought. Like, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays ever, and just because of COVID, it's looked so different. And really, for the past, I said the past few days, but really the past few weeks, I have been a little down, just because I am not gonna lie, like, the COVID life, like, the remote life is getting to me. Like, I am one bored gal. So today I was really moody. Like, if you were in my fa immediate family, like, I was kind of acting like not a fun person to be around. And I was on a walk today with my mom and dad, and I was talking about all the things that just kind of sucked right now. And my mom told me this thing, and it kind of stuck with me. She said, "Sometimes things just suck." And yeah, that I feel like I've that was kind of a breakthrough moment for me, because most of my life I've been taught, not really necessarily just in my family, but like as a whole, to think positive, like to believe positive things will happen and they'll happen, or to ignore like the negativity of my situations that I've been in, so I can think more positively, or to be grateful, which gratitude is great. I mean, we're just coming off of Thanksgiving. Like, there is a lot for me to be thankful for, disclaimer. But this, just like the bluntness of the statement, "Sometimes things just suck." It sounds blunt, but it made me feel a lot better. And so, that being said, I have some things that are kind of realities of living in this like post-COVID world that just kind of suck. And I know I'm not alone in feeling like this. Like, these things don't just suck for me. Like, they suck for like millions of people around the world. And you know what? I'm just gonna get them off my chest, because I think someone somewhere can relate. And that's a kind of a good feeling. I just, you know what? It is. So I'm gonna get right into those. The number one thing is I really miss school, like, a lot. Ever since I was in kindergarten, and I think I've said this like in the beginning of the very first episode, I've loved school. I've loved everything about school. I love the commute to school. I love the art supplies, weirdly. I love even the crappy parts of school. I have loved, like, homework. I will fully admit I am a nerd. I love homework. And so, when I got this like call in March that college wasn't gonna go back, At first, I was like, okay, this is a fun little break, like 2 more weeks of spring break. Like, I didn't really understand what COVID was. Like, I had no concept of that. And so I really didn't know what was happening. I didn't know that I would not be in school now for the next, what is it, the 9th month? And you know what? I'm not gonna lie, it has been hard because when I was in the summer, I got my hopes back up that we would be going to college in the fall. And then it was announced at our school that it would be in phases and I would be at home for the first 5 weeks. So I tried to stay optimistic, and guess what? I was not in the cohort to go back for the rest of the semester. And it has been hard because I have loved school so much my entire life. I love talking to my teachers and my professors. I love the passing interactions with my classmates. I love everything about school. And it's online school's not the same. It's not the same. And I know every single college student can relate to this. Like, discussion board posts are not the same as having like an intellectually stimulating conversation with classmates or a teacher. They're just not. And I think another thing too that like sucks about online school is I love submitting like full like copies of my work like in person. And I don't know, hitting the online like submit button, it just does not hit the same. Like even little things like that. It's draining. And I miss that. And you know what? Above a next thing is I just miss pre-COVID life in general. And this kind of ties into missing school. But it's different. It is different. Like, I feel like now everybody is describing things as like their pre-COVID life or their post-COVID life. And there's not a single conversation that I have that is not COVID related in some way. Because it's such a thing that's all consuming in my life and everybody's life. Like, I miss parties. I miss hugs. I miss the like socialization that's just seeing people in passing. I haven't really had an excuse to get dressed up in like months, in like literal months. And that's kind of like a big thing for me. Like, I love putting on a cute outfit. Like, I love feeling good. And I don't know, man. Like, sweatpants, they just don't hit the same. They do not hit the same. I miss things like hugs. Like, I miss just human contact. And I miss the certainty that was kind of before the pandemic. Like, now we're just in limbo, I feel like. Like, we're constantly waiting for this vaccine to come. We're constantly waiting for things to change. We're constantly being like, oh, there's a light in the end of the tunnel, when there's really not. I mean, there is, but it's not certain, is what I mean. Like, I feel like there's definitely things coming, but I don't know. It's difficult to be able to tell for sure. I miss not having to wear a mask. Like, I understand the mask is for safety, and I will advocate for wearing a mask all day. I think it's so important. But I miss seeing people smile, and I miss seeing people talk and not, like, I can't, I'm now realizing how much I have to read people's lips, and I never had to do that before. Like, you know what I mean? I just miss seeing people's full faces. I miss everything about pre-pandemic life. I miss not really knowing what a pandemic was. Like, I never really even thought about the word pandemic before the stupid pandemic. Like, I just miss everything about pre-COVID life. The next thing that like just sucks is I am bored. Like, I hate being bored. I'm a Gemini and boredom is like our number one enemy. Like, I hate it. I basically am at home all day and I do the same exact thing every day. Like, there are only so many walks and card games I can play, people. I have watched every single show on Netflix. I don't even know. I know every single route for a walk that there is. Like, dude, I have been home for 9 months and it has been a long 9 months, let me tell you. I don't know. And another thing that I've kind of been thinking about is like the holidays are looking so different this year, and that is just like the icing on top of the cake. Like, I think I've been in such a rut this week because I mean, I would normally be with COVID, but just having it be Thanksgiving and not having that typical big get together, like the big family get together, like it was really hard. And we have this thing called the turkey trot, and I know I mentioned it last episode, so I won't go really into detail, but it's like this big 5K where everybody in our community comes and you see a bunch of people that you know. And that wasn't a thing this year. It was not a thing this year, and it's the first time in my life that I've never done the turkey trot. And as stupid as it is, as mundane as like a little 5K around the neighborhood is, I miss that big time, like big time. And I know Christmas is about to look different this year too. Like, we have a family Christmas party, and we're not gonna have that this year because of COVID. And yeah, it just sucks. It does. I don't know. And the last thing that I was kind of thinking about, and you know what? I always say that this is the last thing, and then I go into a whole nother point. So let's just ignore the fact that I said it's the last point because it's probably not gonna be. But I hate stupid Zoom. Like, I never want to hear the word Zoom again. I want to see my friends and my professors face to face. I don't want to use Zoom. I don't want to use the camera. I don't know. This is just what I'm thinking. And you know, I know I just listed a bunch of things that suck, and the purpose of this podcast is really not for you to feel bad for me, because that's not what I want. I don't feel bad for myself. I'm just acknowledging how things are, and I think like we all need to know that there's someone out there that's struggling with the same things, and I think that there's so many people that are struggling with this pandemic. And you know what? I see you. I see you because I'm feeling the exact same way. But I need to stop invalidating my feelings. I need to stop thinking that, oh, well, at least you have this, or it could be worse. I think, like my mom said today, it's been so eye-opening because I just needed to get these things off my chest. I just needed to acknowledge the reality that right now, things suck, and they won't always suck, is a thing. Like, we all have crappy parts of our lives. We all have crappy parts of our lives, and no one talks about them. No one ever talks about them. And I think we need to more because nobody's life is perfect. And sometimes I feel like I'm trying to make my life look perfect, and it's not. But you know, I think sometimes too, we can feel alone in our pain and our struggle. Like, I've felt really alone lately. And I felt like the only person like this. Like, I've felt alone in the struggle. And sometimes we get caught up in our own little bubbles, and it doesn't really matter how many people there are around us that like want to lift us up, that love us and support us, because I know I have many people and I know I'm not alone. I know I have a supportive family and just a good group of friends. And I know they'd help me through everything. But when we get into the cycle of denying our own feelings around something, then it does feel like we're alone. And so, you know, this, I think, is going to be a short podcast, but I think it's something that's important to share, because I think whether it's on, you know, on a podcast or social media, we make our lives look perfect. And I'm just here to tell you, my life is not perfect. I am living in a pandemic along with all of you, and whatever you're going through, I'm also going through. If you relate to my feelings of going to the grocery store for fun at this point, like I literally go to the same grocery store like 5 times a week, I feel you. And so, you know what? This has been a very short but a very real episode of Grace's Space. And moral of the story, sometimes things suck, but they'll pass. They will pass. I'll see you guys on Thursday, and this has been a very fun bonus episode.